It is a Wednesday morning, an opportunity for a second Community Connection this morning, and it is the calendar says July, but preparations are well underway for the Washington County Free Fair coming up the 7th, 8th, and 9th, or something like that, in September. Nolan Jones, and to help me out with, along with a gaggle of other people, but we'll start with Nolan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie. We'd like to start off here thanking the Potter family for providing us the opportunity to be here this morning. You're right. We are right in the middle of everything, trying to get it ready to go. And we want to tell you about this year's free fair. And we got these two ladies here today and a couple daughters that we'd like to tell you about the fair.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. And why don't you make the introduction? Just start with Christy sitting next to you, and we'll work our way around the table that way.
This is Christy Hattelstead. And she does the dog shows, mm-hmm. and so forth at the fair, and along with a lot of other things that come up and that she's involved with for the 4-H and the rest of the groups. And then we have Christy Hodge, who is the secretary of our board. And
she's already busy with pencils and papers like secretaries are supposed to be.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Right, just fell right in line. And so she's going to be talking about the petting barn, mm-hmm. Which is always a real favorite up there.
It is. And tell you what, Christy, if you can just put your paper down for a moment. The children's barnyard, the petting barn, is I think one of the hits, and the schools come through every year. I know that you wanted to get them in and see the 4-H exhibits on the inside and get to tie some flies with the fly fishermen, but out there, I mean, you're bringing it right to them, and it's a hands-on thing.
Yes, it is. I like to let the kids be able to pet all of the animals, because some kids, this is the only opportunity they get to handle an animal. Like, I love to see their faces light up when they get to hold a baby chick or pet the llamas. This year, we're actually going to have a butterfly exhibit that Carter Brown is so gracious to put together for us. So we'll have that addition this year.
Okay. Now butterflies have a tendency to fly away. So how is that going to work?
He has got a enclosed place to put them. So he told me last year he was excited to do this year. So I got a picture last night from him that showed everything's in full, ready to go. So it's going to be exciting. So he has a whole area to put them and everything.
Without having seen it, I've just got this picture of kind of the medical glove box where you stick your hands in and you can get things done, but you still get to touch the butterflies.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be it, but it'll be something that the kids will like, because we had a caterpillar up there for a little bit last year, and mm-hmm. the kids just loved it, so he was ready to get it all going this year.
Well, let that, I know it's a different generation, but we'll let that caterpillar hatch,
yes.
and hopefully have it ready for the fair this year.
Yes, exactly.
How do you manage to get that whole collection of animals in there? I mean, you've got large ones, small ones, you know, even butterflies this year.
Yes, it is due to the graciousness of a lot of people that volunteered to let me use their animals for those three or four days. They entrust me with their animals, and I am so thankful that they do, because without them, I wouldn't be able to get them. I'm always looking for new farm animals, animals that are related to agriculture. So if anybody has anything, I'm willing to put it on display.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just to get a hold of her, or even if the fair has already started, just walk up there with your animal and say, can you use it?
Yeah, exactly. I am always willing to add.
And you come up with, I mean, this has been a generational thing. I don't know how many decades it's been going on, but at least as long as I've been around here. And it is a hit every year.
Yes, it is.
You kind of passed it on from one individual to another. How long have you had charge for it?
This will be my third or fourth year. I think it's my fourth year.
Yeah, and it's just something that you can see the kids. I mean, they are, as soon as they're within 50 feet of it, they are beelining right over there.
Yes, they are. And it makes me so excited to see kids that excited about animals.
Yeah, it does. And there's probably a story you get to tell about each animal in there.
Yes.
Is it one animal that's always the perennial favorite? Is it the chicken or the llama, or that everybody just flocks over to?
I think the llamas usually get the most attention, just because you don't typically get to see it driving down the road or wherever. And I fell in love with the llamas when I started doing this, so much to the fact that I want to buy one. I want a llama so bad. I take selfies with it. The kid, I named one last year just to be goofy. I mean, the kids love them. I get them out, let the kids pet them.
Yeah.
They love the llamas because they think they're going to spit on them.
Oh, well, there
and
is.
I have not been spit on yet.
I hope you never are.
I hope
just
so.
Because, but llamas can have a personality.
Yes, they can.
All you need now is the kid's cell phone number so you can text the selfie to him after you take it.
Yes.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Nolan, this is just part of the crew, the committee that you get to work with, you know, throughout the year. I know it takes 11 and a half months of planning, a week or so of the fair itself, and then 3 weeks of...
Yes.
Let's forget about it and go back to the real life for at least a little while for your fair board.
Yeah, and Shannon Edcock is chairman of our planning committee, and she's out at other fat stock shows and so forth with her children and cattle. Busy time of the year for everybody that's got the animals and out moving into other fairs and so forth right now and going through it, the programs. But, yeah, we're really glad to have the volunteers that we do, and everybody makes it work and comes together and... we kind of entertain ourselves, I think, as a large group as we go each day and try to handle the problems that come up as easy as we can.
Well, and all the superintendents that make it all work, that they're there to check in the photography and the knitting and the quilting and the other craft items that are there. And then they you know, make sure that the judge is on hand, and then they manage the exhibit throughout the run of the fair.
Yeah, it's great how much activity is going on, and it's nice to... most times I'll be a greeter or set up front or something and kind of watch the people come through. And it's really a fascinating day when you start seeing the buses backed up three or four deep for the school kids that are coming. And each one of them's got 75 kids or something. And they're all wanting to go to the inflatables or something while the teachers are wanting to go to other exhibits and into the animals. And we've always got a canine show for them with the sheriff's department and so forth. Hopefully we've got that set up again. And things will work out where they're always got a horse show or something to go to back in the arena, and we try to keep track of them and tell those people that are in charge of those groups where they need to go for the first two or three times, and they have a great time, and I don't know how they keep track of everybody, but they do. We haven't lost one yet.
I'll bet some of them may have gotten on not the same bus they came on, but at least they were going back to the same school.
Probably have.
We have a couple of students with us, and I always have fun talking with the students. And whichever one of you wants to come over here first, we'll get both of you on sooner. Either sit or stand, but just as long as you're fairly close to the mic. I think you and I have spoken before at a previous fair, but just to refresh my memory and that of the listeners, what's your name?
Kira Hattelstad.
How old are you now?
I am just turned 12 years old.
So do you get to help a little bit with some of the exhibits out there?
Yeah, I get to help a little bit, but mainly it's just the pet fair that I help with now.
Okay. Do you have a pet that you take for the fair, or you just like helping out?
I have a cat that has an attitude, and sometimes she will go, and sometimes she won't.
I think that's just the nature of cats in general.
Yeah.
Siamese maybe have a little bit more attitude than some of the others, but a cat, unlike a dog, has a mind of his or her own.
Yeah.
How long have you had the cat?
This is her fourth year with us, I believe, almost our fifth.
Okay, and so have you taken it out for a show each year?
What?
Have you had it in the pet show each year?
Almost every year when she wants to come, but when she doesn't, we don't put her in.
Even you have the ability to pick up the cat and bring her along, but if she doesn't want to go, it's not worth it, right?
Yeah, the car ride's just the worst thing for her, so she decides when she wants to do that.
Yep. Do you enter any projects in the fair, 4-H or anything like that?
In 4-H, I also enter an open class, but mainly 4-H. And I have tried to enter in almost everything I can. And so I've tried to win the Quantity and Quality Award as my main objective.
Sounds like a great deal. I hope you get it this year.
Thank you.
Who's your friend? I promise I won't bite. What's your name?
Sydney.
Sydney, how old are you?
Nine.
Nine. Have you helped out with the barnyard?
Yes.
What's your favorite part?
The llamas.
Llamas. I think there's something about, you know, it's a family thing, I guess, for the llamas. So you'd probably like to have one too, right?
Yes.
No, Nolan, you were saying about the llamas, or?
I was just saying unanimously.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. What else do you do at the fair? What's fun for you?
I show my heifer, which can be a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And I do show two pigs.
Okay. Sound like so then you'll be back if you get to show without those pigs maybe again still in the spring show depending on how old they are.
Yeah, we'll have pigs at the spring show, but your pigs you showed this spring are getting ready to have babies.
Oh, okay, that's a good deal. I don't know if we heard that off mic or not. The pigs you showed at the spring show are getting ready to have babies, so that'll be a lot of work for you.
They're due the week of the fair.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Well, I thank you guys for coming and making it a family project. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Nolan and Christy, just looking at your involvement here on this thing, I love your 4-H Games t-shirt. I think it's just it's very fitting for anybody that's involved in the fair.
This is from a couple years ago for County 4-H Camp, and of course that's one of the activities. As a 4-H leader, I get the opportunity to go spend some time with from 9 to 19-year-olds sweating at Osage Hills Camp. It's always fun.
No matter what fair it is across the country, Maine, California, or any place in the middle, fair week seems like it's always hot.
Yep. And it's Oklahoma, so we never know what it's going to be like.
But you guarantee at least it'll be fun once you get there.
That's absolutely right. My involvement is the pet show. A couple years ago, I was asked to be the superintendent of the pet show.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We the willing being never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. I just happened to be at the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time, whatever
and the
you
inability to say no.
Yes, absolutely. But I've been, as my daughter Kira said, that she's entered her cat at the pet show. We're a non-traditional 4-H family, so that's one of the things that I grew up as a farm kid showing livestock, but I'm raising a city kid. And so the many opportunities that are available in 4-H projects is a big, you know, heartfelt thing to me to make sure that kids know there's lots of things to do. And so my kid, one of her projects is small animals, so she has a cat. But prior to her even having a cat, when we learned about the pet show at the county fair, she didn't tell you this, but she's entered sea monkeys. You know, the pet show is a pet show, and a pet is determined by what makes your pet.
That's right.
You know, and so we have a lot of different categories in the pet show. We revamped it a little bit last year and added some different categories and things, but, you know, we do have a dog division. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a good tail wagger, you know, that's one of our divisions, the best tail wagon, friendliest eyes, and the best vocal performance. So, you know, if you sing or bark really well. And then we've got best costumes pet and most look-alike. So, you know, if you have a pet that looks a lot like you, bring it. Hey, you may be the most look-alike.
You know, that's the nice thing about the fair, that if you go through the fair book, no matter what you want to enter, the superintendents can find a category for that entry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Kira mentioned that she entered a lot of things in 4-H and the open division, and that's because, you know, she's got all these different things. And I encourage, you know, kids that are not even members of 4-H, there's a place that I'm sure you've done a beautiful painting for your mom or made a decorated vase or something, and there's a place for that, and you might walk away with the blue ribbon. So I think that that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's not a large prize, but those blue ribbons carry a little bit of cash.
Absolutely, they sure do.
And it's enough to make you want to do it again.
That's right.
You just act like you have a lot of fun at the fair.
Oh, I do. I enjoy the fair. You know, not being a Washington County native, I'm a transplant from southeastern Oklahoma. So as I've gotten involved in Washington County and seeing things are run differently and things are due, but there's a lot of nice people, and I'm glad that I get the opportunity to help out and contribute in some way.
Well, and if you look at the fair hours, everything kind of starts. So the entries come in on Tuesday of fair week. Just make sure everything is in place before the judges get to look at it.
Yes, and in regards to the pet show, mm-hmm. The pet show happens on Saturday, and it's going to be in the first barn where the chickens and things usually are, if you're familiar with that. But you show up at 11 o'clock or so, and you interrupt. So we'll just have entry fees for all our entry sheets for all the divisions that there are. And last year we had tarantulas, we had frogs, we had turtles, horses, you know, cats and dogs, typical things that you might see. So we had quite a division, you know. Yeah, we did have a bearded dragon. Okay. So, you know, there's quite a variety of things that can happen, but you just come, you sign up for which divisions you want to enter in. Obviously, no entry fee, and you can walk away with a check, and we'll have someone go through. We had a lot of fun with it, too. We've had adults and kids. It's not just for kids. It's for adults, obviously, too, you know. And one of the things that we added last year was Loyal Friend, and that was a division that an idea that came up and said, you know, pets mean a lot to people. So what you know, we kind of interview or just ask a few questions. Why is your pet important to you? What has it done for you? That type of thing. And we give an award based on that as well.
And that's a nice thing about it because, yeah, when it comes to pet, it is a personal relationship. The dog, the cat, I'm not sure about the tarantula, but there's this kind of a one-way conversation that goes on with our pets. And sometimes the pet can bark or meow and answer back somehow.
Yes. So 11 o'clock registration for that. We'll try to get kicked off about 11:30. Even if you don't have a pet, we'll have plenty of bleachers and seating for you. So come out and watch and see what you can size your competition up for next year.
Yeah, you say there's always a plan for next year.
That's right.
Well, Nolan, I think excitement abounds about the fair this year.
You know, it does, and one of the things that I always go for and enjoy is our friend Gary Deckard, who always takes care of people between the buildings and so forth.
Even as a retired county commissioner, yes, he's still out there.
Yeah, he does a wonderful job of entertaining the kids when he's making the ropes and all the antique-type tools that he has out there and how he used to shuck corn and shell corn. And it's always exciting, and it's always hot up there, so it's always something I like to do is walk out of the exhibit room, go out there and pump his water pump for him so that it sprays the water out the top and cools you off. And so the kids really love that, too, as they go between the barns and stuff. They'll come back several times and do that to cool off.
I've seen Mitch Antle out there trying to relieve Gary from his duties, and Gary, I think, eventually walked away, but it was kind of a little competition was, I'm going to do this for you, Gary.
Yeah, it's good to have their involvement, all three of the commissioners, and they're into it. They love kids, and they support kids, and we kind of have been tight on money the last few years, but they always take care of us, and we appreciate that.
Well, it's a good thing, and there's a nice thing about the fair. County fairs, like I said, from Maine to California, they vary a little bit, but they're always fun, and there are certain things you're going to find at every fair, like a pet show, like all the things that people enter in with their knitting and quilting and photography and everything else that goes along with it, too.
Yeah, that's correct, and this year we lost Pam up there, which had been with us for several years.
We're not lost. We know where she is.
Oh, yeah, we know where she's at.
But she's just doing something else.
And we know when she's going to be back. She will be with us for the fair, the week of the fair, which, thank goodness, will help a lot of sweat off of a lot of us because we'll use her experiences she has. But in the exhibit room and so forth, always have the ham operators and the people tying flies mm-hmm. and for fly fishing and so many of the blankets that the ladies put their experience and the time into that make them so wonderful looking blankets for their exhibits, and the clothing sewing they do, the photography, just all the other 17 booths that we have are all full and have been booked for some time now. And so it's going to be a busy week, it's going to be a fun week, and I hope we can have 3,000 or 4,000 a day come through that thing and everybody have fun, and we're there to entertain kids of all ages. And even though I'm at the top of that age, by golly, I'll be there too, and I'll be watching you girls smiling.
Well, we'll have to see if somebody comes out that's older than Gary. I think a new competition. We'll have to put that one in the fair book. Older than Gary, it's just older than Nolan rather. But you know, it's the fun of fair. And people around Washington County having a good time, sharing an experience. And I say this as part of the broadcast, but I think it's absolutely true. You see people at the fair that's the only time of year you get to see them. And it's just an experience all the way around. Do we need to mention the grand marshals for the fair this year?
Yes, the grand marshals will be Pam and Earl Pollock, and they will both be there trying to work and help us do this thing.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think they will be working, but that's
they absolutely will be.
Well, typically you recognize the grand marshals on Thursday in some kind of a ceremony frequently, just about the time people are getting done eating a little bit of dinner.
Yes, that's correct. And some of the other ladies have got, Nellie's got that all set up.
Okay, well, we'll save that for another interview then. But right. Our two featured attractions that we're talking about, at least on this particular time, the barnyard and the pet show. Yeah.
And I've got one other item that's kind of new to us this year. About a year ago, we had visitors come to us at our board meeting, and they grow big pumpkins.
Yes.
And they have the world-class pumpkins. If you can believe it, and you go out and Google, somewhere down in a foreign country, they have the biggest pumpkin is 2,425 pounds. We don't have them that big, but we did have an 880 pumpkin, about pound pumpkin, about 2 years ago.
Set a state record.
And this is that same group that he was telling me the other day down at Farmer's Market there that he has one in his eyeball there this year that he thinks is going to be over 1,000 pounds. And they'll be on Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock, there'll be people bringing pumpkins from all over the region. That's out of Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. They're going to be coming in. We'll have them set up over there, and they will be behind the petting barn in an area there. They'll come in, they'll weigh them, they'll unload them, exhibit them on pallets, and then there'll be some TV coverage in the afternoon as they make the award. And it's something like either $1,000 or $1,500 for certain size pumpkins. And so then they'll load them up and be gone. But that's going to be an exciting day on Saturday that we can watch and kind of keep track of the pumpkins and how they're doing it. And at the same time, we're going to have the goats and some of the others in the arena just south of there. So it's going to be three full days. We will stay open until 5:30 this year on Saturday.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a little bit later for us. But we need to get some activities in, and a lot of the kids that don't get there till noon on Saturday or so forth, and they have to go home. So, because we shut down at 3 in the past, so this time we're going to be 5:30, and so we'll have open for the kids to enjoy the full day of Saturdays.
Well, that's great, and of course all the other things that you expect at the Washington County Free Fair. I don't know what day they're going to be serving chicken and noodles, and what day they're going to be serving some of the other attractions. But you know, come in the morning and stay all day, and you'll have some good food.
And for those of you who, I'll make a little vision for you here. Remember the days last year when you was out there in, at noon every time, about 11 o'clock, you start coming in there to smell what's going on for lunch. And it's always a nice time for the neighborhood to get together and talk, and you see a lot of people that you haven't talked to since last year. And so we're hoping that you all come back out and enjoy the entertainment that's going on in there as they're serving their meals. And take advantage of what the ladies are making back there. And they need money, too, for their nonprofits, and that's the way that they raise that. And so help them out, support them, have a great time, and we hope to see everybody out there.
Nolan, thank you very much. And Christy and Kara and Sydney, thank you very much for coming out. Did I get all the names? And we'll see you all at the fair coming up first weekend in September, or whatever the numerical dates are.
4th through the 8th
of September. And, of course, again, on the Saturday the 8th, you get to stay a little bit longer this year. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1.
Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at your agricultural markets this morning.